Hey everyone, it's Alex. We'll be back again next week with episode 108. In the meantime, we'd just like to say thank you to everyone who donated to our Kickstarter campaign. And we wanted to let you know that if you missed our Kickstarter and are interested in donating, visit our website at theblacktapespodcast.com/support. And we'll still honor all of the Kickstarter rewards. The Black Tapes Podcast is sponsored by Rocket Sound, who provides sound services for the video game and animation industries. To learn more, please visit www.rocketsound.net. Rocket Sound, creative sound for modern media. The Strand Institute received a letter from a Black Tapes podcast listener. This is from Daniel R. from New York. Dear Dr. Strand, I am an actor in New York studying at NYU. 4 years ago, I was doing a face study exercise in which I stood in front of my bathroom mirror staring at my face. I won't bore you with the details of the exercise itself, but it required me to stare at my eyes for about a minute. I had been doing this exercise off and on throughout the week preparing for a scene, when one night, during the exercise, I noticed a change in my face. It seemed to transform before my eyes, and it looked like my face was melting. My eyes started drooping until it didn't look like my face anymore, but someone else's staring right back at me. I was stunned when it first happened, but I chalked it up to fatigue. But it happened again on two other occasions. I have since moved from that rundown apartment, and it didn't happen again, even though I tried to recreate it in my new place. Then one night last week, I was out having dinner with friends, and I excused myself to go to the restroom. As I was washing my hands, I looked into the mirror, and I found myself staring at a face that wasn't mine. My heart skipped a beat as I found myself looking once again at the face I had seen years before. But it was different this time. I don't know how I knew this, but I understood, with complete certainty, that whatever it was staring back at me wasn't me. It was watching me. I backed up slowly away from the mirror, and when I saw its eyes following, I ran out of there as fast as I could. Well, Daniel, I forwarded your message to Dr. Strand. He wanted to reply personally.
Dear Daniel, thank you for sharing that experience. I'm glad to hear you attempted to repeat the event, for that is the appropriate response to such a situation. There was a recent finding by the Italian psychologist Giovanni Caputo. He found that if you ask test subjects to stare at their own reflections in a mirror in low light conditions, the majority of them will report experiences similar to yours to varying degrees. 66% of the participants reported seeing facial distortions. 28% saw strangers suddenly take the place of their own faces. And 48% of the people saw something demonic or monstrous. Our brains are programmed with a kind of face detection system so that we can tell one face from another and recognize similarities. If you stare at anything long enough, the brain starts to neurally adapt and looks for new information. That's why when you stare at something for a long time, it starts to lose its edges and begins to fluctuate slightly. It is during this fluctuation that your brain's face recognition system starts to overinterpret the data in front of you. So, during this time, some people see distortions, and some see demons. In other words, Daniel, it's very likely all in your head. So you can rest easy. There are no demons after you.
We'd like to add a special thank you to Kyle Clark at Kyle Clark is Rad and Chris Hardwick at Nerdist for giving us that wonderful shout-out on the Nerdist podcast at Nerdist.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Black Tapes podcast. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found us. Reviews help keep us on the charts, where people can find us. Also, if you believe you've experienced a paranormal event or have a ghost story of your own to tell us, please contact Dr. Strand at strandinstitute.com. We'll be responding to the best submissions in an upcoming teaser episode. Thanks again for listening to the Black Tapes podcast. I'm Alex Regan. We'll be back again next week.